Yo, this is Rex here on the Rex blog, driving as usual on my, my other blog. This is my, this is my practice blog, you know, where I get a little loose and, I try things out and I post more often. Because it's kind of like for my closest friends and family. Although, you know, anyone can watch or listen here or read it. And I'm not necessarily ashamed of anything that I put on here, but it's just not your high-quality content that I have on my other blog over at RootShip.com. Yeah, the reason is, and you can see why, I'm not posting very often over there, maybe once a month, because I feel like it's got to be just perfect, you know, and it's got to be just really good stuff or whatever, and so I don't end up posting. But here, I say whatever, I'm posting every day. Well, almost every day. I missed a few days because we had the holidays, different things going on here, but anyways, I'm back, and I hope you're enjoying it and having fun just listening to me be goofy, or experiment. See, I'm experimenting with the new technologies over here, like post by phone. Anyway, something pretty significant happened over the holiday weekend. I bought a new car, and you know, I don't do that very often. It's like a 10-year deal. So I've been gearing up for the whole negotiation process, and I just hate it. But I've been talking to friends who like it, and I've been reading up on it, and just, you know, I'm going to do it, you know, so I had a strategy, and pulled it off. It was pretty awesome. I think I negotiated a pretty good deal, and, you know, they pulled all the tactics that I was aware of, and knew they'd pull, and it was crazy just watching it. You got to know everything they do, everything they say is part of a tactic, part of strategy. And, you know, they could be the nicest guys or whatever, but it's part of the plan. In fact, one guy who I recognized actually the best salesman was the guy who was helping us sign our papers. So after we do the whole negotiation, and I go, paper signing guy, well, you know, it comes off as not really having to sell anything, right? But he's the one that sells us the warranty, like the place where they make their most money, right? And I said, no, and he kept asking, and he was the best because he didn't make you feel like he was selling. He was all friendly, building rapport, talking about the kids at the school and everything. Anyway, yeah, we caved. I wouldn't say caved. It's because my wife actually wanted the warranty, and it was a pretty good warranty, and we think we got a good deal because we said no a few times, and he kept dropping the price down. So it's a good thing, you know, we said no, and we got it at a pretty good price. Anyways, what I learned from the whole experience after that is I started noticing, like, everything, almost everything is a negotiation. There's so many things. And you know who the best negotiators are? And I even read this, and it just came so much more true to me after that experience. The kids. The kids are the absolute best negotiators. They've had no training. It just comes naturally. They whine, they cry, they keep asking, and it's strange how they pull off all these strategies, but without, you know, really being trained in it. It's funny to get what they want, you know, and they're really good at it. So after I went through this whole experience, I realized it, and I was able to use some of the tactics that I was aware of to not let them get what they want and work it in my favor. So, you know, negotiating is a good skill to learn, a life skill, and I highly recommend it, even though it's nobody, you know, some people don't like to do it, and I didn't either, but I did it, and it worked well, and I learned some other things. So learning new things is always good, and that's why I have this blog here, is to learn new things, try stuff out on it. So hope you like it. If you do, leave a comment or sign up for the subscribe to my newsletter, which, you know, I don't think I've actually sent one out yet because I'm waiting for people to subscribe. Oh, wait, I wasn't supposed to say that. Yeah, join the hundreds of followers of the Rex blog who enjoy my content. Anyway, the deal is, if you sign up, I think I got it set up where you get an automatic message that has the number and the secret code so that you call the number and leave a post, a voice post on my blog. And it'll be just like a comment, but it'll be a post. But I can do stuff with it. I can edit it. I can drag and drop the WAV file or whatever in a comment or other stuff. I don't know. I think it'd be fun to hear other people's voices. It'd be like a phone call separated by time. Or a series of answering machine messages. Back and forth to each other. Okay, anyway, this one has been entirely too long, but I've got a longer drive, and I have a lot more to say. So, anyways, talk to you later, and catch you later on the Rex blog, or on rootship.com. GROOTSHIP. Oh, I'm sure you'll find it. Yo, bye.